2 with Robin Laura, East Coast FM.
How to have your home smell amazing. Now, there's a few we've mentioned on the show over the years that involve those tumble dryer sheets. They come in very handy. For example, if you're washing your cushion covers, before you put them back on, stick an old tumble dryer sheet in there, zip it up, happy days, done. The dryer sheets also come in handy as well if you fancy. This is going to sound weird, but it works. Your light bulbs, the ones in the ceiling and the ones in the lamps, give them a little rub of that. And your light bulbs actually, because they heat up.
Right. That's a bit like putting washing in the tumble dryer on the radiators.
Yeah, exactly.
It smells nice.
Yeah.
And the other one is, and it never fails to, a bit of whatever the equivalent of shaking back on the carpet. That really makes a difference.
Just baking soda. Baking soda does that. Yeah, but it's because it, if there is like an odor on your carpet, if you've got pets or something, your normal baking soda will do that for you. Stick it on there for 15 minutes, hoover it up, and eliminates the odors. Also, I never thought of this, but potpourri. Now, I know a lot of us are probably looking at that going, ah, it's a granny thing.
I don't really like potpourri.
Yeah,
it's too strong.
It can be overpowering. But what they say is, instead of having those dusty little bowls around the house, why not simmer some on the stove?
Okay.
With water, yeah. So if you've got someone calling in 10 minutes, you're like, oh no!
Ah, here, imagine having time to simmer potpourri.
Actually, need a bit of water, stick it on. You can do the same as well. Put vanilla in your oven. That's another thing. If you want to make your house smell good in a hurry, get the vanilla extract into a mug or an oven-safe dish. Stick on the oven to 300 degrees there. And lash it on. So you're laughing at me. Because
you know
I love my house smelling good.
Yeah, no, I do. And the diffusers and stuff, are they there? I think they're the full.
Reed diffusers, but they're very expensive, you see. This is a non-expensive way of going about stuff.
Okay.
I never thought about this. The air vents in your house, yeah?
Yeah.
You've got them all over the place.
Yeah.
Do you know those car air fresheners you have? You stick in the vents.
Mm.
Stick them in the air vents in the house.
Strong.
They can be. Mm. But, you know, and some of them have certain settings. From 1 to 5, stick it on 1 there.
Right.
If you're not fond of it. Because I know what you mean, because sometimes something can give me headaches.
Yeah, I can. Air freshener. Not our ones, of course. The freshest squeezed Robin Orr ones.
There's another one here for the dryer sheets as well. Stick it at the bottom of your bin. Your bin bag. Because it will get rid of all the nonsense, all those bin juicy, horribly thingies.
Don't even say the word. Thank you.
We're not allowed to say. Those little candles you have, do you know the little circular ones?
Yeah.
If you've got coffee beans, stick that nightlight into the jar of coffee beans and then the place will smell of coffee because it's all heating up and stuff. There's loads! I could be here all day!
I'm not just a pretty face. I'm a bit worried about the coffee bean one, though. Does it not set the coffee beans on fire or something?
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
Stop trying it.
I'm just checking because I'm very interested in all of them. I'll definitely be trying the vanilla one anyway.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
I should be doing this. I should be like
you should. You're consulting for making
expert.
Your house smell nice, yeah?
Yeah. That'd be me. Listen, there's loads I didn't get to because the boss gave out to me for talking too long. It happens a lot. So if you want to see the whole thing, pop onto our Facebook page, Freshly Squeezed with Robin Laura, and you'll see it there. Our how to have your home smell amazeballs.